Balcony Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just a flying burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Yes, kicking your ass through your ears 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Trying to.
Yeah.
Making a very valiant effort to kick your ass through your ears.
And I think we are succeeding.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most of the time, okay.
So far, so good.
I think it's good.
All right, so let's do the introduction.
Hey, hello, my name is Scott.
And I am Anthony, and the two of us sitting together makes this Balcony Radio.
Hello, and welcome again.
Thanks for subscribing to the podcast.
Yes,
thanks for subscribing to the podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for being our friend on Facebook, whatever you do, however you're joining us. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Yes. So here we are doing another show, and what is it today, my friend?
Well, it's time to go to school again, and it's another,
yes, it's
another lesson. In the 101 series. Today,
it's lesson
number 41, and we're looking at a region that was a hotbed and still is a hotbed for music. It's San Francisco Bay Area. And the surrounding communities therein.
That's right. So we're doing the city, the East Bay. Let's see. I think that's basically what we're covering.
The city and East Bay mostly.
Yeah. We're going to some Berkeley representatives as well.
Yeah, no, this will be...
Sticking to the BART line, basically, this one.
That's right. Rocking the BART line on this one.
Exactly. So we've got about an hour and a half, a little bit less than that worth of tunes for you. So we're going to keep this...
And you know, it could have been so much longer.
But we kind of had to narrow it down. I'll admit, I picked the songs in this one. And when I was doing it earlier, I had that question of hip-hop, yes or no? And I thought for a second, then I decided against it just to kind of do like a rock show, basically.
Right.
And then even that, I had to pare down. So,
not an easy thing to do.
Considering what a
wealth of music there is there.
No Santana in the show.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, yeah, it was really tough to pick and choose because the last...
That's right. There is no Santana in there. Wow.
So, yeah, I think the oldest thing we're playing is what? Wow. Bobby Freeman. So, we're going back to 58 in the show. And that's pretty much 60 years of San Francisco music. And there's a lot of people came through the Bay Area. So,
along with
LA, New York, those were the three hot spots for music.
For West Coast music.
West Coast especially, it was LA, San Francisco for basically forever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Still, in a way. I mean, Seattle's had its moments, and the Northwest has too, but it's LA and San Francisco and the West Coast, so... We've already done Los Angeles, so let's do San Francisco.
All right. Give them their due.
Exactly. So what are we starting out with?
We are starting out with...
We're starting with something wonderful.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Just play it.
This is Live at Woodstock.
Give me an F! Give me a U!
U!
Give me a C!
C!
Give me a K!
K!
What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell?
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when they blow them all to kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Yeah.
Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee! We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. But send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Volume, please.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining.
I've been fooled. There have been times when I've blown my cool. Said I love.
Can't let her get away.
Said I love.
Won't be a fool today.
Another, I would rather be a brother. Said I love her.
Let her get away.
Said I love her.
Won't be a fool today.
Won't keep me crying. Oh yeah.
Sighing.
Oh yeah.
Dying.
Oh, I shouldn't, plus the fact I probably couldn't. I said I love her.
scarlet begonias tucked into her clothes. I knew right away she was not like other girls. In the thick of the evening when the dealer got rough, she was too packed to open and too cool to puff. As I picked up my matches and was closing the door, I had one of those flashes I'd been there before.
Say should just let it happen. Now that you're
heavens, does that burn or what?
That was pretty strong.
That's great.
That's a nice way to
that's
finish
grape.
A set. Man.
That's great grape.
That's the moment of grape.
I'm sorry, man.
All right.
Oh, you got to get a bad joke in.
Yeah,
right?
And you did. Okay. Way to go on the first set.
Thanks.
No less. Yeah.
And the show's just starting.
Oh, and you're going to make it feel like a promo. All right. So for that, you should read the first one.
Oh, golly gosh. Okay. Well, we started out with Country Joe McDonald. That was actually Country Joe and the Fish.
Well, no, that's just him by himself.
Remember? Oh, that's right.
Movie,
that's
just
right.
Him by himself.
At the beginning,
there is a studio version with the full band that's pretty groovy too. But we had to start with the Woodstock. You had to.
That's right. And then the show then morphs into the Fish set. So, but
that's
anyway,
right.
that's him with his guitar.
The rest of the band comes out after he plays.
Right? That's right.
That's right.
All them guys, and that was the Fish cheer. Feel like I'm fixing to die, rag. So there it is. And we started out with, also, we had in that last set, in that first set, Sly and the Family Stone from their very first record, A Whole New Thing.
My
and
favorite song of theirs.
I Cannot Make It is the name of that song.
Love
really?
That song, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
saying a lot because those first four or five Sly Stone records are
all
just
all Sly Stone
are
records
amazing.
Are amazing. Yeah. But yeah, that's my favorite song of theirs. That one just smokes.
Absolutely.
And then look at this, the next one, my favorite Dead song, which I know for a fact we played on the show before. But
Scarlet Begonias, yes.
Fuck it, this song is just so good.
Sure, I think we played it on the Psych Show or something. Or no, we played it on some show.
We played it on a Freeform show, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That was from Live from the Mars Hotel. And then the Jefferson Airplane also in there from their very first record, Takes Off and Don't Slip Away. That is without Grace Slick. We'll be getting into Grace Slick a little bit later on.
Yeah, she'll make an appearance with the Great Society toward the end of the show.
Yes, that'll be later. But that was Jefferson Airplane pre-Grace Slick.
I forgot the name of the lady who sang with them before.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Isn't it like Mary
It's like Seeger Ruz or something.
No, that's
no, that's the name of the band,
that's
I know.
A band.
But I think her name is like Seeger or something like that.
We'll have to look that up. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Moby Grape wound things up there from their remastered first record, and Omaha, the name of that one, Omaha.
Which is pretty great, their first
record.
Yeah,
no, it's a great record. The Moby Grape had the first couple of records.
Actually, that one, and I think the second one was called, 69 is the name of the second? 69, Moby Grape 69 is what it's called, and those are both really great psych records. They're not even psych records, they're just really great rock records, because there's some serious guitar on both of those.
Absolutely.
So
they both kill. I mean, you could go overboard. They've gone a little overboard on the Moby Grape re-releases.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra tracks, but a lot of them are really good. I mean, they're worth checking out.
Yeah.
So
and they did define the era. You know,
that ballroom sound basically is the Grape. So
exactly.
Anyway, let's get back to it.
Let's do it. Let's get back to rocking now.
This is a good one. So today,
when I was putting together
the show, I was kind of doing a little cheating, looking up lists of bands, because of course I had the first few off the top of my head.
Yes.
And I just typed it up, you know, best Bay Area bands. And the first thing that came up was a SF Gate article that listed the top 100 by, you know, like, I think by reader selection. And it was very helpful.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was. They usually are.
And for the entry for this next band, The Tubes, and I think they were in the top 20, if I recall. And it had the best little blurb. It said, for a small period in, like, 1977, they were the best band in the world, and no one outside the city knew it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true, because I went and I listened to this album, Remote Control, today, and it's fucking great.
It's produced by Todd Rundgren.
Is it really?
Yes.
I love when he produces. He's a really tremendous producer. Yeah. I like when he does it, works with other people.
It's probably the best record The Tubes ever made.
It's great. So let's play No Way Out.
All right.
Go for me. Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The car.
Can be hot.
From the birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Maybe seen you all around.
we stop at the top of the hill. The night stood still for just a moment as we shared. All the city lights and all the people living their lives, dreaming their dream. We sit and hold each other while listening to our favorite tune.
There is in the gutter, so be careful not to utter a sound we'll disturb. There's something about honey makes a bear kind of funny, especially when it's time to eat.
All right.
Heavy
duty. Yeah, man. That's like taking it to the nth degree of rock and roll feedback.
I can only imagine that live when they played in the ballroom, they did that song for 25 minutes. And the last 7 or 8 was that fucking feedback.
Something like that.
Somebody had a bad trip to that song, man. All right. So I'm going to read this so you can do the plugs.
All right.
Since we're Dad. We have a pretty short show, just 4 sets today. So,
yeah, it's kicking some butt.
Yes, we were.
It's a very dense show. It's 4 sets, but it's very dense.
Very brutal in our choices of who made the list.
That's right.
All
right,
so we started with The Tubes doing No Way Out from Remote Control, as produced by Sir Todd Rundgren.
Todd.
Your friend, Todd.
My buddy.
And then we moved on to the Steve Miller Band doing a great song called Going to the Country, and that's from Number 5, which is...
Number 5?
Their 5th record, I guess. And then Big Brother and the Holding Company.
No, whatever gave you that idea? Sorry.
I have an advanced degree.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh,
Bye Baby by Big Brother and the Holding Company. And that's from their first record called Big Brother and the Holding Company featuring Janis Joplin. And then a beautiful song by the Tower of Power called Below Us, All the City Lights. And that's from Back to Oakland, which is a kick-ass record. If you're into horn sections, like R&B with horns or like, I don't know, like late 60s rock kind of stuff with horns and stuff. Tower of Power is...
They're a soul band. They're a funk band.
They're a soul funk band with the best horn section in the world.
Yeah.
They are kick-ass. They are so great.
Yeah, man. I love that band. I really
do. So do I. They're so awesome. And then we played a silly song by Quicksilver Messenger Service called Bears. And we pulled that off of a collection that Scott has called U.S. Psychedelia, which we've pilfered a lot of stuff from.
Yep,
it's a great collection of psych music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished it up with that headache from Blue Cheer called Out of Focus. And that's from their...
Stumping on the sinuses.
Their record called Vincibus Eruptum, which probably along with Steppenwolf is what started heavy metal probably, because I think Blue Cheer comes out 67, 68, something like that, with their... heavy-ass version
67,
of...
67, yeah. Vincibus Eruptum.
I think it's 67 when they did their version of Summertime Blues is on that record, too. Out of Focus. It's just...
There's a version of Parchment Farm on there.
It's a fucking savage record. It's some pretty bruising rock and roll.
Absolutely.
And for them to come out of that scene, that's just, you know, it's weird.
Playing that feedback guitar.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not playing like hippie or drug feedback. They're playing like we're pounding the shit out of our guitar feedback. Like, I don't know. Like, they feel like it goes them Stooges. I can see the straight line there.
Yeah, that would be a good relationship, I'd say.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
So definitely dig the Blue Cheer. If you like your loud rock and roll,
that's
just
it.
Just go buy Vincibus Eruptum.
We'll have more loud rock and roll coming up in the next set, as a matter of fact, but we'll get to that.
So anyway, do the plugs.
Yes. Well, okay.
I'm going to tune you out for a minute.
Okay, I'm going to...
Don't fuck it up.
I'm fine. See you. All right. So let me just stick my finger here in the plug. Let my hair turn blue. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Well, while you're getting your lights together and your sound patterns all organized, I can tell you that the best way to contact us first off is at balconyradio@gmail.com. That, of course, will get straight to us and fill my face. We'll get right to us. And we will give you a response. You can send all your questions, comments, criticisms, critiques, suggestions, requests, and whatever you like at that, balconyradio@gmail.com. And that, of course, leads you to the website, which is balconyradio.com, where you can hear our 24-hour stream. On the very first page, the Monday through Saturday, you can hear our multi-genre stream on the page, and then on Sundays from midnight to midnight, it's 24 hours of jazz to help you get you through your Sundays. So we kind of throw a huge mix of music there on the stream, try and get things changed up in a whole bunch of different ways. And further into the site, you can see the history of the band, the history of the radio station. We're the band, man. What's that now?
I like to think of us as
we are the band. Yes. Yeah.
All right, hit me on the button.
Okay, see ya. Okay, you can see read a history of the radio station, see pictures of us, and you can also purchase the music that you hear on the Balcony Radio by clicking on one of the links that is on there, and that'll take you right to Amazon, and then you can purchase something from Amazon, and then that'll of course support the radio station in a small way, and then of course you can of course hit the donate button, which is on the very last page, and that also features our featured podcast of the week, and just give you a taste of what's going on here. So, and also speaking of podcasts, you can hear past episodes of different podcasts in there as well and see their playlist, which is where you can order all of the music from. So that's what's happening on the website. A very fun place to hang out. Great music to listen to 7 days a week, all day long. And you can put it on in your office or your gymnasium or whatever it is that you like to put your ambient music in the corner of the head of, and then you can enjoy us.
Yeah, just leave us open in one of your windows on your browser and go about your day.
There you go.
You'll be all right.
Very easy to do.
Yeah.
And of
course, you're in good hands.
You can subscribe to the podcast, which you are doing at this very time, to listen to this very rare program. Yes, indeed. This very particular program. You can subscribe.
This is the only time we're doing it, right?
Yes, I think so. And you can also, like I say, you can subscribe at iTunes, and you can all get the different podcasts. We dropped two podcasts a week. One on Sundays, which is our multi-genre tributes. We do we have a Stones program, and we have a Beatles program. We also have a psychedelic program.
Yeah, we also have a country show and R&B
show. R&B show, soul program. All chicks, man.
Yeah.
And,
so we've got almost two dozen different episodic types of shows.
That's right. And those are dropped on Sundays. And then on Wednesdays, we drop this particular program, the 101 series, and you can hear salutes to bands, eras, locations, and just whatever topic we think of that is best suited for a classroom situation for learning and edification and enjoyment and so forth. And that's what we do on Wednesdays. And so that's so those are the podcasts that we do twice a week. And then, of course, you can friend us at Facebook by just typing in Balcony Radio and give us a good thumbs up and say, hey, you guys are all right and doing okay, but could you play this and not do that? And, you know, we take suggestions to heart and, you know, I'll do all kinds of things to make improvements to the radio station. And, of course, I should have also
we
told
care
you
about
that
your feedback.
We do care about your feedback and your feed front and whatever it is that you happen to put
man.
In. I'm sorry. But when you support the radio station at the website, it goes into getting new equipment and microphones and music and all kinds of stuff that, you know, that we have fun with here and play and just noodle around with. So that's basically everything that's happening here at Balcony Radio, man. And I don't think of too many other ways to say it except to throw some music in your face from Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause you know I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I wish I could hide away. Hide away.
Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. You like it?
Fucking radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Laysol. Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your...
The Incredible String Band.
Ears.
When will they ever learn?
they ever learn? When have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. When have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young and everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers everywhere.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
You tell me that I should not cry. You tell me all good things must die. You ask me why I get upset. You tell me that I will forget. Tell me why. Say I can't be blue for long. You say I'll find new love that's strong. You tell me she was not for me. It's just the way love has to be. Tell me why. Tell me I will find my way. Tomorrow won't be like today. You tell me life was meant to be. One third good, two thirds misery. Tell me why.
Very nice indeed. I like that song. The Young Bloods, Jesse Colin Young et al. Singing.
Look at someone
nice
showing
song.
Off.
Yeah. I like Jesse Colin Young. He had a couple of really good songs.
It's a really great voice too.
Yes, he did. Yes, it is. And he had a couple of great solo records in the mid-70s, and they are definitely worth looking into.
Not familiar.
Yes.
Huh. I will do that.
You do that.
So, why don't you
type Jesse Colin Young into your nearest search engine today?
I'll do it later. My phone for a second. Why didn't you tell us
dropping?
What we played there
in
the last set?
Is your battery going kerblooey?
No, I think that was about 287.
All right. Well,
wait. I don't know who that is.
It's one of those new telemarketing calls that you'll get on your cell phone. Wow. Anyway, we started the set out with Metallica just blowing your face off from the Kill 'Em All record and hit the lights.
Ripped your face off.
Oh, God. Talk about that's face melting 100%, man.
It does all kinds of stuff to your face.
Doesn't come any meaner than that. Amazing. Bubble. Anyway, and Creedence Clearwater Revival from their very last record. Anyway, Kill 'Em All was the first Metallica record. Is that correct?
I think so.
I think it was one of the first. Anyway, we heard a song from the last Creedence Clearwater Revival record, Pendulum, the name of the record. We heard Wish I Could Hide Away, and that was kind of a nice ballady type song. But that really changed with Mr. Bobby Freeman, who followed that up. And with Do You Want to Dance, and that was taken from K-Tel's Do You Want to Dance, the 50s AD. That's pretty funny. I like that. That's a pretty good title for the K-Tel, man. They do it every time. Anyway, we also had the Kingston Trio in there, a live song from them, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone, a classic folk song from them.
Everyone knows that one.
Yes, indeed. And the Bo Brummels, who nobody really knows too much about.
Oh, I know. They're one of my favorites. I love those guys.
And
I have all their albums. They're so great.
That was You Tell Me Why from Bo Brummels Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Very nice.
Yeah, if you're going to check them out, and I hardly recommend it, Balcony recommends this one.
Yes.
Skip their first album because it's all covers. It's still great, but it's not until album two because that's when they start writing all the songs.
Yeah.
And they put out maybe four or five albums of original material. All of it A-plus stuff. Every record is just great. So go get them.
Definitely good stuff. And the Youngbloods finish things out there from their essential Youngblood's record. It's called Get Together, and we heard Fooling Around.
Everybody get together.
So that's nice, man. And the lesson is just about over for
tonight.
Yeah,
we got one more set.
We got one more set to kick it off with here, but I'm having fun hanging out in the San Francisco Bay Area. Which
have you been here?
Yes, I have. I haven't been there in quite a while. I think the last time I was through that area, I didn't really stop and hang around.
Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, man, that was like 95, 96.
Wow,
that was a long time ago. It was after the riots when I was up there.
Long time ago.
And so, actually, it was probably even a little bit, you know, about that time, 95, 96. Still crazy place.
Yes, it is.
Still a crazy, nutty place. Yeah. And I like it. There's some really nice places. There's some really horrible places.
I have a real love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
I really love Berkeley. Berkeley is wonderful, and Oakland is awesome,
You've
too.
Spent more time up there than I have.
Well, yeah,
so you know
I went to school up in the Bay Area, but yeah. I went to school in the East Bay. Well, Contra Costa County, really, which is right beside the East Bay. So, this is how it goes, to show you with my hands.
It's in the middle.
So, yeah, where I went to school is maybe 20 miles from Berkeley campus, possibly, geographically. So I'm more of an East Bay person, and Berkeley is just the place to go to. It's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And San Francisco, I'm not a big fan, and parking sucks. And so
driving in general.
Driving there in general sucks. They charge you to go into the city, and you have to call it the city, and I never did that.
That's weird. I didn't know about that.
I'm from Los Angeles, which is much bigger than the city, so fuck them.
So, but I'm not down
on San
Francisco.
There's good music scene,
though.
Good music
scene,
good food.
Down at the Bay.
I like the weather.
It's good if you want to avoid the tourist traps.
There are places to go. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the wharf. Fisherman's Wharf.
Yes. The last time
I
was there
was too much great food.
A couple years ago, and man, I just went for the bread bowl, and it was worth the trip.
Oh,
son
yeah.
Of a bitch. A bread bowl with clam chowder. Oh, man.
Oh, God. No more. No.
All right, let's stop talking about
food. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah,
we've yammered on enough. Camp Prevent. You got it.
Such bright, flashy lights. It's a perfect thing. hearts are only half the show, and it's K&Music, K&Music.
A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She said,
I feel like dancing, I feel like stepping out.
I took her where the band, was on the stand playing live music, live music. She got us on the dance floor.
Live music.
To me it was a sight. I never see my baby move. Like the move she made on me that night. I did not have a chance. The way that music made me dance, it was some
live music, live music.
It ain't can.
Can music, can music, playing on the radio.
It ain't can.
Can music, can music, without a dime it doesn't go. Favorites on the jukebox are only the show, and it's
stepping out. My baby said,
I'm living for this music.
I ask her what it's all about. She says,
I'm such a silly girl. This stuff has got me in a whirl. Ain't it live music, live music?
And that was the night she left me.
Live music.
Danced herself into my memory. My baby had to leave me for the drummer.
For the drummer.
I guess I'll never solve that mystery. I think I've learned my lesson. Just don't get too near the band when it's
live music, live music.
A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She said she feel like dancing,
I feel like dancing.
She feel like stepping out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. You gotta get the harmony.
You held back there.
Oh, sorry, did I?
Yeah. You know, you could have really belted that. I know
I could have held. I could have, yes. Well, they're neighbors.
That's right.
They'll call the police. I can't.
Is
I
it
can't
silent hours yet? No.
No, it's not. Early. It's still early yet.
All right. Man, that's a great song. I actually prefer that version to the airplane version that was the big hit. Oh, the Great Society. It's,
yes,
it's
it
really
was
great.
It was way different.
It's totally
it?
Different. It's not as bombastic.
Yeah.
Because on the single version, the famous version, she really belts the hell out of that.
And it was made up of her and her husband.
Were they married by then?
George Slick, or I can't remember his name.
No, wasn't she married to Paul Kantner?
No, well, before she was married to Paul Kantner, she was married to the guy named Slick.
So that's not a stage name?
No, that's her married name.
I would have kept it too. That's an awesome name.
Yeah, it works.
Why don't I read the
yes,
this here?
Yes, please.
All right, so we finished up the show with that last set, and we played some camper van Beethoven doing a great song called We're a Bad Trip. And that's from a new version of, or actually the CD version of their album 2 and 3. So the two albums go into one CD. Oh, the magic.
Yay.
Magic of the disc.
Oh.
So it, really great buy. It's got a ton of songs on it. Really great album. And then we played Elvin Bishop doing Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And that's from Have a Nice Day, the 70s pop culture box. I wanted to play Lights by Journey, and Scott said no, so instead we played
sorry.
That song.
I'm Let's sorry.
Consider that a compromise.
I had to get away from
Lights
it.
Is a great song.
Oh, yeah, well.
And then we played Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks doing Canned Music. Great song. And that's from a good collection, awesome collection called All Day Thumbsucker Revisited. And that's an indie collection that's got a bunch of funky stuff on it. And then we played a nice indie rock song by the Red House Painters called Long Distance Runaround.
That rocked.
Yeah, that was a really good song.
I like that a lot.
That's a really great album called Songs for a Blue Guitar. You would especially dig it. It's a Zero Prog head. There's a lot of crescendo-y
guitars. That's
what it sounded
like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the guy in the band, was it Mark Kozelik? How do you say it?
Kozelik?
I think that's how you say it. We played him on the balcony before because he puts out these really cool solo records covering AC/DC songs.
Right.
And his voice is really, really cool. And the Red House Painters have put out a few records, and we recommend 2/3 of them.
Right.
And then we finished up with the Great Society doing Someone to Love, and that's from San Francisco Nuggets, one of those things that any record collection should have.
Yes. And
Grace,
there you go. Grace Slick was married to Jerry Slick.
Jerry Slick.
Yeah. And they were influenced by the Beatles.
What a name.
And they formed the Great Society.
We were a very good band.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the show.
That's the show.
That's
so
the end of the lesson.
Consider yourself learned on the Bay Area rock scene.
You've been
educated. Years. Yeah. Now get on BART and go home.
Yes. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, sorry. Thanks for tuning in, subscribing, listening for the first time, however you're finding us.
All right.
Come on over to the website. Listen to some good music. Drop some money in the hat if you feel so inclined.
The website is balconyradio.com.
Yep. Send us an email, gmail.com. Be our friends on Facebook. Anything else?
I think that covers it.
All right. So why don't you tell us about this last song?
We are going to go out.
This song.
Oh, yes. We're going to go out with a band called... this is Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen from Lost in the Ozone. This is called Seeds and Stems Again.
Thanks
for
listening. Bye.
Sitting alone Saturday night, watching Late Late Show. A bottle of wine, some cigarette. I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today. He was wearing my brand new shoe. And I'm down Seeds and Stems Again, too. Well, I saw my old friend Bob today from up in Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little gal that I'd ever seen. at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again too. Seeds and stems again too. Dog died just yesterday and left me all alone. The finance company dropped by today and repossessed my home. But that's just a drop in the bucket, gal, compared to losing you. And I'm down to see stems again too. Got the down to seeds and stems again blue.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother on the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony.